Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Good, you?
Oh, I can't complain. It's Monday, right?
Yeah. Are you in Maine? Are you in Maine right now?
No, I'm not in Maine. I actually handle Maine, though. Yeah.
No, I was just saying, we're getting ready for a big snowstorm, that's all.
Oh, yeah? I know. It's been weird out there, like, on that side of the country. Everybody's been telling me it's warm, it's cold. It's, like, it's been kind of fluctuating. I have a lot of clients in North Carolina, too. And, you know, they were telling me, man, they were in, like, shorts and T-shirts last week, and now the cold weather came back. So it's just kind of crazy, you know.
Yeah, we're getting over a foot of snow today. Yeah, we're getting, like, a foot of snow today.
Oh, nice. So winter's not gone yet. That's
good. Heck no. We get winter up here till winter stays around here till April.
So Home Depot kind of changed some things up, huh, Bruce? They stopped using the local guys, and now they're using more of a national.
Well, they're still gonna use the national company is gonna use us local guys too, but it just changed the pricing. The expense is going to be a lot more expensive for the customers, so I have a feeling they're going to lose a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
Like kitchen installs, for example, the install price almost is going to triple compared to what they were paying before.
It's always some executive in the back office that makes these dumb decisions, you know, thinking about is, you know, money, money, money. And instead of like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix, right?
Well, the thing is here with Maine is people don't, we're not a rich community or a rich town or rich state, you know, mm-hmm. people are, they're always trying to save and pinch money every way they can, so.
But that's everywhere. I mean, you know, you name it, you know, I see it all the time. You know, it's just the way of the world that we live in, right? So it's corporate greed at the end of the day, but, you know,
absolutely.
I'm glad at least you're like kind of adapting and you're kind of seeing, okay, well, I got to do some marketing, right? I got to get my name out there. I got to, you know, when people are looking for me, I need to find ways to get them to see me so that I get the phone calls and get the job. So I'm glad that you kind of do remodeling.
I've never had to market before, you know. I've never had to.
I know.
Always,
I mean, that's
been
that's
word of mouth.
The wave. I have 60, 70-year-old guys now, Bruce, that are having to, like, and they're like, I've never had to do one marketing in my life. I always get the business. And then, you know, now they're starting to feel like what the world's really like, you know, and that, you know, if you don't get your name out there, you know, it's hard to survive, right?
Definitely is getting harder.
Yeah. So do you have like a contractor's license, or do you just like kind of mainly run like under that, like the handyman kind of section?
In Maine, you don't need a license to be a contractor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, like, so you just mainly, you mainly do like you mainly like, so general contracting, you don't need a,
No, the only thing in Maine you need a license for is an electrician and a plumber.
Uh-huh.
And the only two things.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. I mean, did you set up any liability insurance? Do you have like liability insurance for the business?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you have.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that you at least have. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, like, you know, without obviously liability insurance, it like, it makes it obviously more difficult in that sense.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to be installing for Home Depot. The company that they hired has already hired me. You know, they're sending me to Chicago for some training. I go to Chicago for some training on some new bathroom installation products. And, but there's no licenses involved, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, even like, it's funny because even general contracting, like keywords on Google, you're right. You don't have to have in Maine, a general contractor's license, at least for Google even. So normally that's not the case. Normally Google's like, oh no, you got to have a license, but, you're very fortunate to live in that state that even being a general contractor in that sense that you don't need any type of license, which is very, very rare. I don't see it that often. So Maine is definitely,
you know,
one
I kind
of
wish they did, you know,
yeah.
I wish they did because that would weed out all these wannabe carpenters,
yeah.
you know,
Exactly. They come in and then they just do sloppy work. And
I see it all the time.
Yeah. I'm sure you see it all the time.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Well, so let me go over, Bruce, how we help businesses. There's three ways that we help businesses out, okay? And I won't go too heavily in the details because it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, obviously, what we do is we get you to show up. So anytime that somebody types in any keyword that relates to services that you do, we want to make sure that you're showing up, right? And that you're showing up on the first page of Google, right? So any type of remodeling services that you offer, you know, let's say kitchen, bathroom, right? Any of those keywords, you know, you show up and that you're getting phone calls, okay? Now, everybody knows that Google owns a space, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, whenever somebody's looking for a business or service, the first place they go to over any other platform is Google, right? Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident, right? They got there because they know that if you're on the first page, right, you're getting all the business. So they built that whole platform, right, to obviously, you know, be beneficial and obviously make sense for, you know, guys like you to be able to, you know, ultimately get that type of service, right, and get those type of customers. So, you know, obviously, I know I see that you're kind of trying out Angie's, you know, Angie's, Yelp, all those other listing services, they're okay, but there's nothing that beats being on the first page of Google. I mean, have you ever gone in and seen who shows up on the first page in your area?
No.
Have you ever looked at that before?
I never have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, and like that's like, you know, a lot of guys don't take the time, but obviously, you know, your competition that is on the first page, right? They're the ones that are obviously, you know, snagging a lot of new business because, you know, they're basically getting, you know, those type of, you know, services. Like there's GW Davis, there's Able Trades. Have you ever heard of any of these guys?
I've heard of Able Trades. Able Trades literally is in the same town as me, I think.
Yeah. So these are the guys that are showing up on the first page of Google, right? And so they're the ones that are like obviously capturing that business because, you know, they've done studies 93% of the time, like I was saying, Bruce, people go to Google first over anywhere else, more than Angie's, more than Thumbtack, more than, you know, Yelp, right? Those are obviously other places that people could go to. All those services like Yelp and Angie's, what they do is they just run ads on Google and then they like redirect people to their site. That's how that works, right? So everybody's using Google. So what we're talking about is getting you there, okay? The second way to help your business is we run these retargeting Facebook ads, okay? So, yes, getting on Google is very important. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, you have the five-star reviews and that you're standing out and all that good stuff. But the second way that we help is, like, let's say somebody, Bruce, types in, you know, bathroom remodeling, okay? And they see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, what we do is we will actually have a basically retargeting ad hit their Facebook anytime that they log on to Facebook so that they'll see something like call today 25% off, you know, on, you know, bathroom remodeling. Renovations, right? And it will show your business, right, for them to call you directly from Facebook. So we link Facebook and Google together. We don't spend a ton of money on our Facebook ads, but we spend enough where it generates a good ROI on a month-to-month basis, okay? The third way that we obviously help businesses is we do have a pay-per-lead program. Great platform, right? It helps you scale your business to the next level. It just takes time to get that set up. It's not something like I can just flick the on switch on that. And the reasoning is because you show up at the very tippy top of Google on that. They do a full extensive background check, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, right? They make sure that you have the liability insurance. They vet you. Right. So that project does take about 2 months for that to kick in. So what a lot of my guys do, Bruce, is they just start with my, you know, package where you get on Google, we'll help you create a website, or our features help you get 5-star reviews even, and I'll go into that more inducive. But, you know, we are running a good promotion right now too. And Tara was definitely telling me, hey, you know, apply some rates, right, and that sort of thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my pricing page, but basically what I'm able to do for you today is get the pricing down a little bit for you so it's not so crazy, okay? Because normally there's like setup fee, you know, normally our rate is a little bit higher, right, for to get you on the first page of Google. But we are trying to get this area filled out. So the good news is I can definitely get you, you know, a good rate in that sense to where, you know, it's not so crazy. Okay. So I'm going to send you my, packages real quick here, and you can go ahead and click on this real quick, and I'll show you exactly what I'm able to get you today. So basically, yep. So what I'm able to do is I'm able to waive your setup fee, and I'm able to get you the platinum package for the essential price. So right now, with the promo that we're running, I'm able to get it down to $299 a month. Okay? And that includes, if you see the platinum package, you're going to be at Google Places. We're going to have the Bing Local. We're going to have your SEO content, your Facebook advertising. We'll spend $100 a month on Facebook ads for you. And again, it's just going to be $299 a month. We're going to get you a website. We're going to waive all your setup fees and everything, and that will be all inclusive at that $299.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
And the nice thing is we don't lock you in any, like, long-term commitment. I don't know if you had to sign, like, something long-term with Angie's, because most of my clients do have to sign, like, a year contract kind of thing. So what Tara was kind of saying is, you know, what you can do is really kind of compare apples to apples, right, us to Angie's, right? Because the nice thing with us is we only ask for a three-month commitment, Bruce, and then it strictly goes to a month-to-month relationship with us. So we're so confident in our services that if you give us a full solid 3 months, you're going to stay with us. That's how confident we are.
All right. I've only been with Angie's List since yesterday, and they've sent me 10 leads already. I was shocked, actually. But I'm not, like, really thrilled how they do it. I misunderstood it a little bit. I thought you paid... Mm-hmm. You paid their fee. Is it if you got the job? No, you pay the you pay the fee just to be able to talk to the client.
Of course, yeah. What the downside is you're going to experience, and this is one recommendation that I would tell you, is on Angie's, you got to be quick on those leads, because what's happening is they're not just sending that to you; they're sending that to like 4 or 5 other guys in the area. So it's not like an exclusive lead. It's not like being on the first page of Google, right? It's a different experience once we get you humming. Like with me, there is a little bit of setup time. I mean, the first 7 to 10 days, we got to create your website, right? We got to help, you know, get some 5-star reviews going so you look credible on Google, right? We got to get your Facebook ads. Like, so you're going to get results your first 30 days, but it's really month 2 where this where the thing really starts to take off, right? Where you do see a night and day difference in phone calls, right? And then obviously month 3, it's like full steam ahead, right? But the nice thing is, yes, you're going to probably get less leads with this than you will with, you know, Angie's. But with this, they're going to be a lot more quality. It's not like these people are getting this, like sending this. You're not getting the same person like all your other competitors are getting, like Angie's, right? And it's because they're going to see you on Google and then they're just going to call you and start asking you questions, right? Hey, I saw you on Google. Like, hey, what can you do for me, right? And they're going to look at your website. You know, they're going to see all the different services and features that you offer, right? So that's kind of what the difference is going to be. Now, I'm not saying Angie's is like complete trash, but, you know, it's going to be – you know, very difficult for you to win business if you're not on those clients like hard, right? And not getting to them first, right? Because guess what? Your competition's getting that same lead and all of you guys are fighting for that one person. And it makes it hard for businesses to scale. Like, you know, I have a roofing company that was with Angie's for 4 months. Right. They were spending $2,500 a month. So you think you're spending some money. I mean, imagine spending $2,500 a month. That's a lot of money.
Right.
Right. And they literally were with them for 4 months. They made no money. So imagine spending $10,000 of your hard earned money to make nothing. Right.
Right.
And so that was obviously, and they locked them into a year contract. So I had to help them get out of that. I had to, like, you know, there was a lot of things that, you know, we had to do, but I got them getting leads now, right? They're doing well. And, you know, the nice thing is, they're really taking some of my suggestions, like, really, really seriously. One thing I really talk about, Bruce, is having a professional photo of you. So let me go ahead and I'm going to send you a website of one of my clients, right? Because this is something that I really scream heavily about. Okay, because yes, half the battle is getting you on Google and getting those 5-star reviews. The other half of the battle is making you sure that you stand out amongst the crowd. Okay, so if you click on this website I just texted you real quick, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, what used to work for me was that I was meeting the customer. I mean, my skills, customer relations skills are what always got me the job.
Yeah,
you know?
You're on point. You're definitely good at communicating.
When I meet the client, when I meet the client, they always felt safe. They trusted me. I always feel, that's why Angie's List, I don't see working for me because I'm not going to be able to sell myself over the phone, you know. I'm better.
So here's how you sell yourself, though. This is starts with something like this. Once you did, you click on that website.
Yeah, Lewis Pest.
Okay. You see how it has a photo of them standing behind their truck, right? It's got a face to the name. That's what I've been preaching heavily this year. Right? Is getting that face to the name. Approach where you do that personalized touch, because everybody has a name, Bruce, and everybody has a logo, but having a photo of you, and I don't know what you got in terms of like on your business, but what a lot of my clients are doing is they're just getting magnetic signs and they're placing it on like the truck or their van, right?
Right.
Of their name and whatnot, because you can get a magnetic sign print up and just slap that onto your car. Right. Or truck.
Yeah,
right.
I have a friend that owns a sign company. Yeah,
exactly. So there you go. Right. But you see, I mean, obviously they got their van wrapped. I mean, that costs a lot more money than just getting like two magnetic signs. So what a lot of my guys are doing is they're getting like, they're like a big sign. And then on the door, they're getting like a smaller magnetic sign with the, like the name of the business, the phone number, email address, and they're mimicking that. And then they're taking the photo with a nice polo shirt with their name on the polo shirt, you know, the black belt, the khaki pant, right? That photo has made those guys a lot of money. I mean, because what we've done with it is we branded them all over the place with that photo, right?
And it
gives that personalized touch to the business. Right. Other than just having a name and a logo, because when people like see the photo, they're like, okay, that's who I'm calling. Right. And so a lot of businesses don't do this concept, Bruce. They don't take the time to get a photo like this. Right. And so what I do is I make it a point to all my clients. Hey, look, you want to be successful, right? Having a photo like this, right, really will help your business, you know, to the next level, because now they're seeing you, right? And now they see, okay, you're a professional company because you have this photo. You see, it's so simple, but it's so profound. Make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's one of the things I really like stress my clients. So like I said, you know, that would be something you don't need to get it to me like today or next week, but if you can get us a photo like this in the next 30 days, right, while we're building you out, while we're getting your website put together, while we're helping you get those 5-star reviews on Google, right, it's going to be very beneficial for us, because then we can do just like we did with Lewis. We can put it on the website. We can put it on your Google business profile. So when they see your 5-star reviews, they see that photo there too. And then even on your Facebook ads, we can help promote this photo. So when they see our Facebook ads, they're seeing this type of photo, right, on those ads to prompt them to want to call you. Because again, it gives it a more homey, like professional, down to earth kind of approach, right, with the marketing strategy. Okay. Right. So it works, like when you have a photo like this. And then again, like you have a friend that owns a signage company, so they could probably help you get some magnetic signs for very inexpensively to put on your vehicle. Right. And then you can just get a polo shirt with your name on it and mimic this exact photo for probably next to nothing.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that when, you know, once things got going. Like
yeah,
I said, I've never advertised, so this is all new to me. You know, my work is
it
always
is.
Just
and you know what,
come from word to
you
mouth.
Know what?
You know
what? You're thinking smart, because you know what, you got to be innovative. You have to adapt in our world right now. The world is changing. You know,
yeah,
it used to be Bruce, you know, you're old enough and I'm old enough, right? Cause I was born in the 80s, right? So, you know, we're both old enough to remember there was a day where businesses had to advertise in the phone book, right?
Right.
To stay relevant, right? Now
right.
Everything's
yeah.
changed, right? It's, you know, like there's so many ways to advertise, but the best way to advertise is get on Google. Because everybody uses Google. You and I use Google. You know, a restaurant near me, Chinese near me, right? A grocery store near me, right? We all use Google to find things,
absolutely.
Right? And so that's what we're going to put our attention on, is to get your attention. You know, the nice thing is normally I have to charge a setup fee, right? Because we got to create the website. We got to create all this stuff. But like I said, and Tara basically asked me to waive all those initial costs. So I can get all the features and benefits for you. The only thing you'd be paying for is $2.99 a month.
Really?
So it makes it super affordable for you.
It does. Sounds worth trying. Yeah.
Yeah. And so how it works from here, and it's very simple, right? I just get some information. I get everything over to you. I send you your invoice too, right? And then what we would do is we would schedule with you and my team a 45-minute call. We would go over some other things, and then you're going to actually have a dedicated account manager, okay? So I'm always involved, Bruce, and I'm always straightforward with my clients too. I have over 1,000 businesses under my, like, you know, my umbrella, right? Just me personally within my company. Okay. That's a lot of businesses. So to handle the day-to-day stuff, like, hey, did you get us this document, Bruce? Hey, you know, can you do this for us? Hey, here's the, let's talk about how the leads are. What tweaks do we need to make? I wouldn't be able to do that personally, right, on all 1,000 of my businesses. So what we've done and what my company has done to help facilitate that with me is we have these account managers to make sure that, you know, they act as the facilitator to make sure, hey, you're doing your job. Like, hey, where's that photo of you, Chris? I mean, Bruce, where's that, you know, where's that? Hey, can you give us some before and after photos, right? Like just little things. Can you show us here that you have the liability insurance? Right. Hey, can you show us proof of your business name? Right. Now, did you set up anything like an LLC or a DBA for this business that you have of yours?
Yeah, DBA.
Okay. So you have a DBA.
Sole proprietor.
Yeah. And then you have like an invoice with that name as well. Like you've done an invoice with that Jai Renovations as well.
No, I don't. No, I have never needed one, but.
Okay. Yeah. So what we could do is we could just create you like a digital business card, okay? But you do have a DBA with that, right? So we can see at least like we can prove that to Google. The thing about it is Google is like, you know, we have to show them that you have some legitimacy. You can't just be some guy in a van with like nothing.
Yeah.
So we're going to help
you
with all of that. We'll create you like a digital business card. You do have proof that you have a DBA. You filed that. So and you have like an EIN number though tied to this business name though. You at least got that with the IRS, right?
I have no idea.
Okay. You can set that up. So easy. What I would do is, here, let me, I'll send you a video on it.
Like, all I got for proof, I guess, would be my insurance. I don't, you know.
Yeah, but you've just been using your how to get an EIN number for a DBA. Okay. And it's so simple. All you do is just go to the IRS. Instead of using your social security number for your taxes every year, and I'm sure you don't, obviously you don't file and you don't claim everything. That's the benefit of being a, business owner, but, it is so easy, right, to get, an EIN number. And I think, like, as you start getting with your business, right, it will really help you having that EIN number for tax reasons, right? Because you are running a business technically, right? You know,
right.
And that's going to help you, with everything so that you're, like, a lot more legitimate, you know? And you're still going to be able to, like, do what you want to do on your taxes and everything. It's just showing that, hey, you're getting more legitimate. So I'll send you a video on that too, by the way. Super easy to do. And again, you don't need to get all this stuff set up, you know, overnight, but it's just kind of painting the picture because I like to cover the A to Z with everybody, Bruce, so that you're not walking into any surprises, right?
Right.
And that, you know, I'm being completely transparent with you so that you're successful and you stay with us. Okay? Make sense?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you want your hours of operation to be on Google?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I usually work
like Monday
from
through Saturday. Do you typically work?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you nine to five? Like, kind of tell me, like, kind of like what you.
Seven to seven sometimes, but you know, whatever you think makes more sense. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I've worked Sundays.
How about
if I
Monday
have
through
to.
Friday, 7 to 7, and then how about Saturday, like 10 to 5 or something like that?
Yeah,
you know?
That's fine.
And then
yeah.
Obviously you're off Sunday, correct?
Well, I've worked plenty of Sundays, so it doesn't really matter to me.
But for the most part, you like to be off like Sunday to kind of like make it your worst day, kind of. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like a normal, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I got it. So, let me ask you this. Okay. So, and then your business is JAI Renovations, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I just want to make sure, like, I'm getting everything right here so that I don't miss a step because obviously I hate, like, I missing a step. So I'm going to send you this video, too, before I forget. Okay. Did you never set up a business website or anything like that, right? You don't have any of that stuff already.
Never had.
Okay.
No, literally.
Facebook page. Did you set this up, this Facebook page at one point for the business?
No.
Huh.
No?
So somebody has a Jai Renovations in, hold on. This may not be you. It says Jai Plumbing and Renovations, and then it has a number 0115. That's probably not you. It's probably somebody else.
No, that's not me.
Okay. So we're going to help you set up a Facebook page. And you're spelling renovations RENOVATIONS, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. And then obviously you're on the DBA. You're running that out of your house. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then your zip is 04280?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure I got all those details. So what we're going to do, Bruce, is we're going to hide the address from people because obviously we don't want people knowing like, hey, you know, this is my home address. We're just going to show that you're in the 04280 area code. Right. And it's going to basically have a bleed out for about 20 to 25 mile radius is how it's going to go. So it's going to be based upon that zip code, how you're going to be seen on Google. Okay. We can focus on other areas over time, like through the paper lead program down the road if we want to get that set up down the road, or through our Facebook ads too. So if you want to go like more out, like a 50-mile radius, we could, we have the capability of expanding that territory.
I would definitely would want to, because a lot of my work even now is 40 to 50 miles away, and I live in a small town,
you know? Yeah, totally.
About 30 miles away, 30, 40 miles away is Portland, which for Maine, it's a big city, and that's where a lot of my work is.
Totally. Yeah, totally. And the nice thing, though, is, like I said, we can, you know, take it kind of step by step, you know. So the good news is let's first get you on Google. Let's start getting your, you know, phone to ring. Let's start getting you some jobs, okay? Because the nice thing about this is, you know, what I look at, what I do, is like, it's like a machine. For every dollar you put in, you're getting like $5 back, you know? And so it's really not like an expense, you know, like true effective marketing, right? It's never really an expense. It's really something that makes you money, because everything else costs you money. Equipment, insurance, materials, right? That just takes out. So my job isn't to spend your money. You know, my job is just like to use a small portion of it to gain you more customers. That way you can take your business, right, to a more effective level and get you more in the green, right? So what is the address you're running over, under? Like, what's your home address?
424 Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, Road, Sebattis, S-A-B-A-T-T-U-S.
Sebattis. Okay, there it is. Perfect.
It's
easy.
Hey, speaking of U.S., did you see we won the gold medal yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah. I didn't get to watch it. I was, like, so tired, you know, because I worked so many hours this last week. But, yeah, I mean, I've been
where do you live?
News on it. I live in California, in Southern, by Disneyland,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
But yeah, just last week I probably worked 80 hours last week. So even worked on Saturdays. So I was like, man, right. I had to take a day, you know?
Well, dude, I'm looking out my window right now and it's a whiteout. It's snowing so hard. I can't even see my vehicle in the driveway.
You're probably so used to it though, right? You know?
Yeah.
Like Maine, right. New Hampshire, you guys are all used to like, Vermont, you guys get so much snow over in those areas, you know, the country. It's crazy, you know? Do you ever go to the mountains? Like, are you like a skier, like a snowboarder or anything like that? Or
I'm not, but I spend a lot of time in the summer in the mountains. I'm an avid fisherman. I'm an avid hunter. And I spend a lot of time in the mountains.
Nice. What kind of fish do you like are out there? Is it like bass or is it like...
bass are everywhere, but I go after trout and salmon.
Nice. Mhm. Yeah, I love fishing. I've done a lot of ocean fishing because that's like a thing out here. And I definitely, when I try to, you know, get time for myself, you know, or if my wife lets me, you know, go get some fish, you know. So, okay. So, Bruce, what's your last name, by the way?
Ducharme. D-U-C-H-A-R-M as in Mike. E.
Okay. Ducharme. Okay, yeah. Charm. I would never have guessed that how it's spelled. I bet you a lot of people put the name, huh?
They do.
You're like, they do. They're like, how do I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can see people saying it Ducharme, Ducharme, you know, like all kinds of ways of like, What's the most common way that they missay it, would you say, that you've experienced?
Well, Ducharme, just like you just said.
Yeah, Ducharme. Yeah, I see it like that, yeah. Yeah, because, like, you wouldn't, like, looking at it, you wouldn't say it, like you wouldn't be, like, starting it off with Ducharme, right?
Oh, it's, that like, was my not, nickname like, in really, high school, like, so.
Yeah.
Douche, yeah.
Like, man, all my buddies tease me. They call me the douche.
Oh, yeah. So when somebody new says it and they start laughing, thinking I never heard it, I'm like, dude, that's all I heard in high school.
Yeah, man, it's like, exactly. It's like, man, you're like two steps, like, behind. Exactly. It's cool. It's actually a cool last name, though. Like, I've never seen this last name ever in my life. So it's probably only a handful of people have that. Have you ever met anybody with the same last name, or is it like all your
very
family
few.
Members? That...
Like, not, just, I mean, very few, I think, in my area. We're all from Canada. So.
Mine's so common. My last name's Evans, right? So it's like super common. So it's like,
right.
You know, it's like everybody's got like that or Jones or, you know, everybody's like, I have a common one. So, okay. And then what's your best email, Bruce, for you?
It's my first and last name.
Okay.
Bruce. And then the number 54.
Hold on, Bruce. D-U-C-H-A-R-M-E 54. Uh-huh.
At Gmail.
Perfect. Okay. And then, so here's, I'm going to send you like a, here we go. I'm going to send you a, let me take a look at this. Do you want to be like more for like remodeling, or do you want to be like more for like handyman stuff?
More for remodeling.
I got you.
I mean, I do both. Like, I'm a handyman
like
for
like
a couple.
Here's kind of like what, like kind of like a mock-up, right? We could do something like for your website, right? Obviously, we got to have like your name and like it's going to be customized, but you're going to be able to see kind of how like your website. So I'll go ahead and send that to you right now. Like, we're going to put your name and then you like a logo on the top, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do take care of some handyman stuff for a couple landlords that own apartment buildings too, you know, but.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not a big thrill about it, but I've just been doing it for the guy for a while, so I just keep doing it for him because he's a decent dude. But.
And so you said it was your first name, last name, and then 52 at Gmail?
54.
Did I get that right?
54.
Okay, that's why I want to double check that. Okay. Yeah, and so we're going to make the website the way you like it. So once we build you out a website, you know, you're going to be like, guys, I like it, or guys, no, I don't like it, you know? And
all
so
right.
That's the nice thing. You know, we want to make sure that, that you obviously like it. Is there something that the JAI stands for? Like what, how
yeah,
did you come up with
the
that
first
name?
Initial, the initials of my kids.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah, I was like, I have a client that almost has like a like their name is JAOAO, right? JAOA, right? He's an electrician out of Hawaii. And so I'm like, it's like you're bringing flashbacks to one of my clients, you know, but yeah, I was like, okay, how did you come up with that name? So now that makes a lot of sense, right? It's obviously your kid. So we want to, let me ask you this. Do you want to, kind of bring that up in your website? Like the reasoning of the JAI, you know, from your kids, or maybe have your kids in the background in your photo? That might be kind of a cool idea, you know, to put, because I see that sometimes for some of my clients, they use their family members in the photo. Something to think about. You don't have to. It's not something like, you know, it might be too cheesy too, but, you know, having your kids.
I don't know.
Maybe
you know, that might attract some people, you know, seeing that you're family oriented.
Yeah. Maybe have like, maybe have your kids wearing the polo shirt, like the same polo shirt with your name on it. Right.
Yeah.
And everyone, and you guys all have the same black photo shirt and you guys are all nicely dressed, right, in the photo, and then you have the backdrop of the magnetic signs on your truck, you know, and having all of that, you know, and then we can put the reasoning, you know, behind, you know, the JAI, right? And
right.
Then they can see, oh, this is the names of my kids, you know what I mean? So I don't know, that may be kind of a cool idea, you know, kind of take it to the next level with that. So okay, so we have to set up a security question for your account. So anytime we call you, Bruce, obviously, you know, we're going to ask you this question to keep the privacy of your account. So here are our choices: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
Yeah, we'll go with the city I was born in, only because nobody really knows that.
Okay. And what is that city?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester?
Yeah, it's spelled W-O-R-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Sounds like war chest there, but
it does. I was just gonna say, you know. Okay. So it's WORECHESTER. Did I get that right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I moved out of there when I was six months old, but it's in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Good old Mass. Do you miss Mass?
No. I mean, I spent 4 or 5 years working in Boston in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of nice, but I'm not a big city person like that.
Yeah, no, Boston is a nice city. I always
tell my wife,
I like, because I've been out to Boston and, like, you know, and, like, done all the, like, the touristy stuff and, like, Little Italy. And, like, they got really good food out there in Boston. Really good food.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And so that's one thing I like. And you can, like, if you can just drop down into the city, it's, like, a really historical city. Like, there's a lot of, like, historical, like, war stuff, you know, that you can kind of, like, do and walk the little trails
and
stuff
to
like that. And, like, so it's pretty neat. I do like
it was cool because when I worked there, you know, I get to see all these places that we studied in high school, you know. Like you said, all the history. It was kind of neat. Like you hear about the Boston Common Park, you know. I heard about that.
Yeah,
as
the Boston
Commons,
exactly.
Well,
I
sat there every day.
I sat
in that park every day and ate my lunch, you know, because I was working right there. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, Boston is a really cool city. Like, it's one of, like, my favorite cities, actually, in America. Like, it's, like, kind of a hidden gem. You know, I don't really, you know, like, a lot – until you go there, it's, like, it's kind of hard to talk about it. But, like, you know, you just got to experientialize it. But Boston has incredible food, too. Like, their food, I could eat all day there. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's really good. How's the food in Maine, though? Would you say, like, compared to Boston, do you think you guys have decent food where you're at?
Definitely. Yeah. We got the best seafood anyway.
Yeah. You guys have great seafood. You guys have a ton of lakes, right? So you probably go.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why you like to fish because, you know. Are you by any of the lakes or not really?
No, I got probably 10 lakes within 10 miles from my house probably.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, man, I got it. I'm laked out. I gotcha. Okay. So I'm about to get you over your invoice and everything, and then we'll schedule that 45-minute call. So for your monthly $299, what would you like to use? You could either use MasterCard, Visa, American Express. What works best for you?
Well, I'm gonna use my work MasterCard, but I'm gonna have to go to the bank and transfer money over to it.
Okay.
Which
what do you think you'll be able to take care of that?
I'll do that as soon as we get off the phone.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, why don't we do this then, okay? I'm going to grab...
I mean, it might go through. It might go through.
Yeah. Anyways. Let me grab the numbers and everything so I can get you the invoice and all that. And then, you can definitely take care of transferring the money. So that MasterCard should start with a 5. Why don't you go ahead and just read that off to me?
5289-7700-0603. 6072.
Let me read that back to you. So you said 5289-7700-0603-6072.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then the expiration date on that?
Is
02/29. Okay. And then the 3-digit code.
465.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let me do this. Okay. So I do have to read this to you too. and I'm going to send this with your invoice. And basically, since I was able to get your package down, right, I'm giving you like a discounted agreement here. So it's like an added form of protection. We're going to send it to you within writing. So if there's anything you don't understand, Bruce just like go ahead and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it so you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction and get you all this. Okay, sound good?
Sure.
Okay, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To assure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JAI Renovations.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Bruce Ducharme, owner.
Okay. Gotcha. Are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And you are authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get his results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you this 877 number now before I forget, because I know I will. And last thing I want to do is forget things. So I am going to send this because I want you to save this number, Bruce, into your phone as Local Splash. Okay. You're also going to download our app eventually, but make sure you save this number in there, because when your account manager calls you, they're going to be calling you from this 877 number. Okay.
Okay.
So sometimes my guys don't, save it. So I want to make sure that obviously you save it. Okay. So please save that number, the 877-635-6225 number, as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow up to 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Sometimes I get people like my competitors, they love to call you guys, right? Because they'll see you on Google and they'll try to tell you guys all kinds of stuff. So just remember that, people may market to you when you get more increased visibility, okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So if you want to try something or, hey, obviously you're doing Angie's, we just want to make sure that we never screw up anything because there's a lot of programming that comes involved to getting you onto Google, okay? As a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your proof of insurance, right, your DBA paperwork, Google verified application, any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. So we're going to need some documents from you, and we'll basically request what we need to show, hey, that you have this business, okay, so that Google can basically get you on and everything else. So we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items upon request within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is February 23rd, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 23rd day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Bruce, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Can I get that number again? Did you say it? Did you say the last four was 62.25? Oh,
yeah,
no,
did
I
you get it?
I might have.
Yeah, so I did text it to you so you have it so you can just copy and paste it.
All right, I just wrote it down wrong, that's all.
Yeah, so it's the 877-635-6225. I always
right,
try
yep,
to text you guys, but yeah, definitely save that in your contacts as like as local slash because you want to make sure, right, you have that there.
Yeah,
because,
I got it.
Because you don't want to like, you know, not have – right, that number, because the last thing you want to have is like, you know, oh, like you're missing calls. Cause I have a, like a drain guy in New York right now. He's one of my biggest clients. He spends like 14, 15 grand a month with me every month. So he's definitely big, right? But he was missing calls all the time with us. And I had to like go back and tell him, hey, look, I need you to like say that number, right? Because, you know, things like we were having to chase them down too heavily, right? So that's why I was telling you, like, make sure you say that number so that you don't like miss calls and stuff like that. Okay.
All right.
Now I'm gonna pull up my calendar too because we do gotta schedule a 45-minute call with my team. How's your schedule looking like the next like few days? Would you say, Bruce? Like, what would be a good time for you?
Well,
what's that?
I'm just trying to think to do this.
Yeah,
I'm available.
I know it's kind of snowy, so it's kind of like good timing too, like in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm available this afternoon and probably any time. Like,
okay, yeah, so
anytime
sooner the better, obviously, rather than like more towards the end of the week, because like you're probably gonna start getting back busy again. So, let me see what I have here. You know, to kind of take a look, see what I can get you. Okay, so I only have thankfully I have a couple times because you're like, so I have a 2 p.m. your time today, if that would work. I can make that
work,
or I can make a 4 p.m. your time work today, if any of those two would work for you.
4 p.m. would work.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. So it's going to be Eastern time, obviously.
Right.
So let me take a look. Just take a look one second. Get you knocked out there. And then you're saying you have to go to the bank today, huh? Put some money on the card. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yeah. I just got a transfer from Postcode to business.
Yeah.
Which I got to set up that so I can do that crap online. I'm not much of an online.
Yeah, I know. It makes it so much easier when you're able to. There's like a site. I forget because I do that too.
Well, my ex-wife used to take care of all that crap. So
yeah.
Now that she's my ex-wife, I got to take care of it. So
I know. Huh? It always happens that way. okay. You should have gotten some automated text messages as well. We're looking for one. Let's see. Let me go back. I'm going to see. It should be. Yeah, so you should have just gotten it. It says, so thank you for choosing a local spot. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. There's a link I need you to click on real quick.
All right. Let's see. Thank you for choosing it today. So click on the local splash link.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And then you're going to sign your name, Bruce.
All right. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, we're going to sign your full name, Bruce. Douche Carmi, right? Do Carmi. Yep, you're gonna sign your name, right? And then you're gonna click on the I agree. There's three of them that you need to accept.
It's asking me to sign my name. How do you do that? Well, it's giving me like my name.
Yep.
So I know, but it's showing me options of my name and different debit card numbers that I have linked to it, but it's not showing my it's not going to affect it, right? Because it's showing my personal account card, not my business one. So I didn't want to take money out of that.
Yeah, you got
to
sign your, like, whatever the name that is showing, right? So it's asking you.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I got it.
You just type your name in, and then you just hit confirm signature, right? But you have to hit the three I agree to SMS. I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card, and I acknowledge that the payments are going to be automatic and reoccurring. That's basically what you're
doing. All right, so now it's telling me to sign, like, make my own account, I guess?
For us, we did email you. Excuse me, we didn't email you. We texted you your account username and password.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'll have to look for that. That's
right. Let me make sure it, like, went out to you, though. I want to double check. You know us guys, you know, we're not the best at multitasking, right? Okay, yeah, so it does, so it just came to you, hold on, your credentials, username. So the one, it says,
it's your phone number.
It says your phone number and then get mobile, that's your password.
All right.
Okay, so one thing you're going to need to do, okay? If there's a couple of things, obviously you need to make sure you put the money on your card. But the second thing is, and if you, do you got a pen handy by any chance?
Yep.
Or do you want me?
I do.
Do you want me? Okay. So no, put money on your card. Put money on your card. Secondly, and I just want you to write this stuff down so you don't forget it. Get that professional photo done of you, right?
All right.
Like however you want to do it, you know. Third thing is, start putting together a list of past clients. List of past clients. Okay?
Yep.
When the time comes and we got your Google Business profile set up, you're going to start inputting your clients into our – and the last thing I want you to write down is download the Local Splash app. Download the Local Splash app. Okay? Eventually, once you are more acclimated and we, like I said, in the next couple of weeks, we got everything dialed in and you can now start getting your 5-star reviews, you're going to start putting your past people that you've done jobs on into our system, and it's going to automatically send them a text message. Hey, thanks for using Bruce at Jai Renovations. Right? We appreciate your business. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Please take a time to click on this link and leave me a 5-star review. Okay?
All right.
Our system's really good at that. Like that Lewis Pest Control that I sent you, guess what? Those guys are at over 101 5-star reviews, and they've only been with me for 10 months.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, my point I'm making is, you know, getting those 5-star reviews are very, very important, Bruce, because they're going to help you stand out amongst the crowd. One piece of advice. Okay. And if you want to put this on your paper next to the 5-star reviews or whatever on it, don't do too many of the 5-star review requests in one day. Okay. Make sure you remember that little detail. What I tell my clients to do is to send 2 requests like every other day or just a couple times a week. Right. And slowly get those 5-star reviews. Right.
You can
even send a couple of them to your friends and family members. Like a lot of my guys, you know, have their friends and family members, get them those 5-star reviews too, just to help, you know, a little bit, get more traction. But my point I'm saying to you is just don't get too many in one day. Okay. I had a client one time get 6 5-star reviews in Google, like in one day, basically, and Google flagged their account and it made it like a crazy ordeal. Okay.
Yeah,
so I always tell people, look, if you can get a couple a week, little by little, you know what I mean? That's all that matters. Okay. It's slow but steady wins the race on that. You just don't want to get too many in one day. You can get like 3 or 4 even in one week. That's fine. Just don't get a whole bunch in one day is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. That makes sense though.
You got it. Yeah. So you don't want
to. It looks
It looks fake. You don't want that. It looks fake, you know, so you just like I said, but our tools are going to really help you get those 5-star reviews. It works phenomenally. So that's one tool that you want to use of our service. So as you can tell, Bruce, there's a little participation on both parts. Like, obviously you got to use your you got to pick up the phone, you got to give us some photos over time, right? You got to use the 5-star review feature, right? Little things on your end. Our job is to get you on Google. We'll run those Facebook ads too and help you get phone calls. And then over time, like I said, we could always throw more fuel on the fire and increase and do all kinds of different things together, right? Secondly, we do purchase this thing called a call tracking phone number, okay? So we're going to mirror your phone number, like your 207 area code number. But what we're going to do is we're going to purchase a special phone number. So anytime somebody calls, it's kind of like calling 911. You know how when 911 knows where your location is and, you know, they know all this information about you when you call them? Well, that's the same thing with this phone number. So this phone number is going to basically be seen like on all over the place, on all our ads and everything else. But the reasoning why we're using a different phone number than your phone number is so we know where the lead's coming from. We want to know what areas are working good. We want to know, did it come from Google or did it come from Facebook, right? So all this analytics is going to be given to us, so we're not kind of like flying blind here, so that we're ultimately going to be able to see, okay, Bruce, we got 6 leads this month for you. Here's where they came from. Here's where the areas were. How did all this do for you? Right? And that's basically what we're going to do on a month-to-month basis when we do an account review with you every single month. Okay? So that phone number and that call tracking phone number is going to really give us all those analytics along the way. Make sense?
Yeah. It does.
Okay. So I got you scheduled at 4 p.m. Eastern time, okay?
All right.
So what I will be doing is I'll be calling you back and introducing you to my team, and then we're just going to go through some stuff. Again, if you go on, like, into where you download the apps, all you got to do is type in Local Splash. It's a LS, okay, logo. You'll see it, okay? And then download that app, and then your username and password, like I said, is there. It's your phone number, and then it's Get Mobile, okay?
Yep.
So that's all there as well. Okay, so I'm going to put in the notes that you have a DBA and that we're going to need to create you a digital business card as well for my team, okay, to help you so we can get you verified and everything with Google. But like I said, we'll pick up the call from here at 4 o'clock Eastern, and then, you know, we'll go over some more details with you then. Okay?
Nice. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, congrats. I'm glad we were able to take care of you today. I definitely, you know, got you as much discounts as I could, waived all your initial setup fees as well. So you're all set and taken care of. I'll call you at 4 o'clock with my team, and then we'll pick up the convo then, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. I'm a little bit excited to see where they're
Yeah, things. Well, that's good. I'm glad you are. And then down the road, I do have a paper lead that we can work towards. And the thing about the paper leads, there are setup fees for that because we do have to pay a background check. Again, we can work towards those later. But the cool thing on those paper leads, Bruce, is those are exclusive, and you only pay for leads you want. So they come in the form of a phone call. You talk to them, right? And then you ask them a bunch of questions. And if you want the lead, you pay for it. If you don't want the lead, you don't have to pay for it. So it's
That sounds way more like common sense in the way Angie is doing it. You know, they want me to pay for a lead without even talking to this person. You know, like, who's to say this person's even really interested? You know, like,
exactly. That's the great thing about those paper leads. Now, they do take up, like I said, about 2 months to get set up, so that's why we didn't go heavily into them. But I will talk to you down the road once we start building traction. I'll be like, okay, Bruce, let's go ahead and start talking about getting these paper leads going, because it is a one-time $250, right? Because like I said, we have to pay for your background check and get all this paperwork. But, you know, once we get it set up, then you can start drawing from those, you know, paper leads and, you know, ultimately like getting, you know, those type of leads. And just like, I can, like I said, I can get you the, like the cost of what those would look like, you know, but the cool thing about those is, like I said, is those are exclusive and you don't share those with anybody else. So if somebody calls up and it's like, yeah, I don't really want this lead. After you talk to them, you're like, you just say, hey, I appreciate you calling me. Unfortunately, I can't help you, but you have a wonderful day. And you can politely turn down the lead without having to pay for it, which is really, really nice. You know, so yeah. my business owners love that. So, but like I said, we'll talk to you more at 4 and then we'll call you then. Okay.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm going to head out to the bank and take care of that right now.
No worries. You take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.